Hey everybody, it's Candace. Welcome to Ambition, Honey, and Hustle. On today's episode, we are going to talk about when you are facing opportunity overwhelm. And I mean, you've got opportunities coming out of the woodworks, whether it's opportunities you want to chase or other people trying to chase opportunities that are tied to you. Think collaborations, interviews, that type of thing. How do you deal with the overwhelming nature and energy that sometimes comes along with it? Got a couple old school tricks, got a couple new school tricks. So stay tuned. We'll talk a little bit more about it after the theme song. So the big question is this: how do we ambitious professionals avoid the slow-moving career, take control of our time, and get paid for two things: doing what excites us and making an impact bigger than anyone ever thought was possible? That is the question, and this podcast has the answers. My name is Candace Spears, and welcome to Ambition, Honey, and Hustle. So I have had an insane amount of opportunities in front of me. And when I talk about opportunities, these are everything from opportunities that I want to go out and chase, ideas that I have for either, you know, new products and services or people that I want to work with, collaborate with, all that good stuff, or they're opportunities that are coming at me. So people that either want to interview me for things or want to collaborate and perhaps need my help with other things or looking for services for me, all this other stuff. So there's tons of opportunities around me, but it's so easy to get overwhelmed by the opportunities and just sort of get frozen in, all right, I know I need to take action, but I have a mounting list of things I need to take action on, and the list keeps growing, and I feel like I'm not getting anywhere type of thing. So there are a couple of things that I've been using to try to help reduce the overwhelm. So this morning is a good example. I was sitting down and I was trying to finish some things on my Fulfilling Career Roadmap product that's coming out very soon. I know everybody's asking me about it, and it is coming very soon, and I'll talk a little bit more about it. But was working on that. But there were a few other things that I had. I just got off of Instagram last night with someone who was like, hey, we should get together. We should collaborate. Oh, we can, you know, there is something here. Like, let's talk a little bit more. So I knew I had to follow up with her. There was someone else that had emailed me, and I still hadn't got back to him on a time to meet and all this other stuff. So in my head, I'm just like, okay, time is short. Don't have enough time. I need to wrap this up because I need to go and do something else. But I feel like I'm not crossing my T's and dotting my I's. So what I did this morning is I stopped after I had wrapped up what I needed to on the Fulfilling Career Roadmap. I had stopped and said, all right, I am going to whip out my super old school spiral planner. Yes, I went straight pencil and paper, and there is something very magical about pencil and paper. So those of you that are electronic only, trust me, you're missing out on something if you don't go old school every once in a while. So anyway, I stopped and I pulled out that planner and I looked at the week and I said, okay, so here are the couple things that I wanted to get done today. And I started writing them down, you know, this, that. Then some of the other things on my list, I'm like, okay, well, I can go and do this on Thursday. I could do this on Friday. I could get this done on Saturday. And as I was beginning to put the things on my to-do list, those opportunities on different days, I could feel some of the stress just going down, because I could physically see I was putting that opportunity that I was going after into a space and time. Like, I was going to attack it on this day. I was going to get accomplished on this day. So that allowed me to get it all out of my head and put it on paper. Now, even though I talk about being old school with pencil and paper, I am a huge fan of electronics, and in particular, a Google Calendar. And really, any type of electronic calendaring that you use is helpful. But I find my Google Calendar very helpful to reinforce some of the planning that I'm doing on pencil and paper. So what I mean by that is, while I'm blocking out, okay, I'm going to chase this opportunity on paper, on my Google Calendar, I can do things like, okay, I'm going to block out 2 hours to address this type of thing. And then my Google Calendar obviously will pop up reminders on my phone. Like, it will constantly stay in in sync on, you need to be working on this at this time, or it'll send me my email. This is what's on your calendar. So it's those notifications that just come, right? You set it, you forget it, you're intentional about the time commitment that you want to make, and it's going to remind you. So super, super helpful. Physical active writing, don't discount it, but then using some electronic calendar to reinforce the planning that you're doing. Now, the other things that I find really helpful. So besides a Google Calendar, there are electronic calendaring apps. So these are the ones that don't quite work the same as just putting your own appointments on the calendar. These are the ones that you use for other people to set up time with you. So I use a calendaring app called Acuity, but there are others out there, like Calendly is another one, and both of them have free versions that you can use. But let me tell you how amazingly helpful this is when it comes to sort of putting some of that opportunity overwhelm on the back burner. So with these apps, a lot of times, so for my podcast, as that is getting up and going and I've got more people that I'm interviewing or even people that want to interview me, it's very easy to say, okay, here's a link, send it to the person, pick out a time that works best for you, and then just allow them to directly pick a slot on my calendar that works. And then the whole system is automated such that when they pick their time, it appears on my calendar, my Google calendar. That calendar gets blocked. They get a meeting request. They get a reminder when it's time for the meeting. I don't have to do anything else. It eliminates a lot of that overwhelming back and forth in terms of, okay, what time are you going to be available? Oh, no, I'm not going to be available at 5. How about 6? Can you do 7:30? That back and forth that goes when you're trying to schedule time with people. So that's super helpful, especially if you're chasing those opportunities that involve speaking to people directly, which a lot of you probably are, especially if you're an aspiring entrepreneur. So these are very important tools to have. The other one that I find very, very helpful is a social media scheduler. So all of you that are aspiring entrepreneurs, you hear me say it all the time, if you're not in the content game, what I mean by the content game is putting out content, social media, you name it, to people that are in your target audience, content that is helpful, content that is valuable to them. If you're not in that game, you're running a slow course of death. So be sure you're out there spreading valuable content to your target audience. Nonetheless, getting content out there is a task in and of itself. And when you're trying to, put out content across so many different channels, having one tool that can help you do it is super, super important. So when I talk about different opportunities that come up, sometimes, you know, as an aspiring entrepreneur, either you want to put out a piece of content around a certain event that is going to happen, or just a certain something that's going on that requires you to sort of schedule things out in the future, or maybe you just want to be consistent so that you grow your audience. Any of those things, yes, you can do it manually, but you can take down the overwhelm if you get something automated. Like what I use is Buffer, but there are tons of different social media automation platforms out there. Hootsuite is one of them. There's a lot of different ones. But what you can do is you can predetermine all the different content that you want to do. So let's say you've got some tweets that you want to make, you got some videos you want to post, whatever, some images you want to put on IG. You can batch all that up together and then use a scheduler like Buffer and put it all in and determine the frequency at which you want to put out the content, when exactly you want to put out the content, just a myriad of different things. So essentially it allows you to set it up and then just let it run. So you can make sure whatever opportunities you're trying to capitalize on or go after, you can just set it and then mark it off your list. So take some of these things with you. I hope you find it helpful. Like I said, this episode, especially to my aspiring entrepreneurs, chasing opportunities and hustling, we talk about it all the time, it can get tiring. But as we do the hustle, it's important to be smart about the hustle and bring in things like automation and even old school tactics to help keep you moving forward. So with that, have a fantastic day. Have a fantastic evening whenever you are listening, and I will talk to you again very soon.
Listen, the hustle can be tiring. All this ambition, all this moving, fast pace, getting it done. So what do? You surround yourself with the energy and the motivation to keep going. And you know where you find that energy and motivation? Right here on this podcast. So if you haven't already, listen, follow, share, subscribe. I'm on here every day bringing you that energy and with my special guest, bringing you the motivation that you need to keep pushing further and further into your bigger impact. If we haven't got connected already, let's get connected on Instagram. You can follow me at Candace Spears. I look forward to catching up with you very soon.